The name is Manning. Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. After our recent success in solving the case of the smell of music, we soon found ourselves embroiled in a mystery that threatened the very lifeblood of our school. It all started one day in Mrs. Turbitt's English class, while she was having conferences with individual students. She was commenting on my work when something very unusual occurred.
So, Quentin, you'll see overall, you're doing very well. You're an exceptional writer.
Thanks, Mrs. Turbitt.
Although, I do wish you would... Class, excuse me, who is drumming on the desk?
It's me.
And me.
We're doing it.
Both of us.
Jimmy, Timmy, please stop. Others are trying to concentrate.
Sure, we'll stop. Both of us.
Right now.
Thank you. So, Quentin, on your next book report, I'd like you to expand your horizons and read something other than the Deke Benchley series.
Expand my horizons? That's what the Deke Benchley books do. I've read a lot of other books, but they're not as good.
I know you love them, but Jimmy, Timmy.
Right.
Sorry.
If you'll look at your record here on my computer, you'll see you've only read... That's funny. Where are my files? They were just here.
Maybe they're hidden.
No, they were just here. And wait, my attendance records just disappeared. Something's happening with my computer. I can't find anything.
Excuse me, staff and students. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm going to give the names of the top students for the awards ceremony next week in alphabetical order. Chelsea Alexander, Charles Abrams, David Baldoff, James Bermack, Timothy Bermack.
Gee, I'm Carla very surprised out. That Jimmy and Timmy are on the honor roll.
Well, perhaps they do better in other classes. I think they're in band.
I'm pretty sure I made the list.
Well, good for you. If you would just try to...
They didn't say my name. How could that be?
And now those names of students... asked to stay after school in room 11.
Jennifer That's the Ables, detention room. I'm glad I've never been there.
Robert Briante, Alberto Fibonacci.
Wait,
Gabby
those
Galileo,
aren't kids that usually Frederick end up in detention. Rubin, they're smart. Arnold they're.
Rollins, Quentin Manning.
What? Me? Detention?
Wait, class. That can't be the bell for dismissal. The period isn't over. This is confusing. All right, everybody line up. Okay, false alarm.
Class is over.
We still have 10 minutes. There must be something wrong with the bells. All right, class, out in the hallways. No, back in your seats. Okay, class is over. Bye. Forget it. Class dismissed. Jimmy! Jimmy! Stop drumming!
Okay, no problem.
Wow! Quentin, that was weird. But at least we got out of class early, which means we get to lunch early, which means we get the first pick of what they're serving, which means...
Sam, stop for a minute. Doesn't it strike you as being very warm in the school?
Yeah, wow. Now that you mention it, I'm sweating. I mean, wow, look. I'm even getting those little sweat rings under my arms, which I hate because people will make fun of me, even though everyone gets them.
Something isn't right.
Nothing lunch won't solve.
That's impossible. We've barely left class and it's already the next period.
Lunch has started. Hurry.
Like I said, something's not right.
Well, here we are at the cafeteria. I wonder. Hey, look at the menu on the screen. This is wrong.
Kale chips, beet soup, oat milk, chickpea curry? It sounds vegan.
It sounds horrible. Where are the tater tots they promised? It's Tuesday. Tuesday is tater tots.
It must be a new menu.
Something's really wrong. Horribly wrong. Excuse me, Mrs. Varnak. Something's wrong with the menu.
That's what the menu said on the computer this morning. That's what we made.
But Tuesday is for tater tots.
Not today. Here, take some extra chickpea curry.
No! I'm not hungry anymore. Except I am. Except I'm not. Lunch is ruined.
I smell a mystery.
I don't smell anything except chickpea curry.
The lights.
I can't see. It's dark.
Calm down. Maybe there was a power outage somewhere.
Wait, they're back on.
Strange.
But it's still chickpea curry.
I got it. Sam, follow me.
Where are we going?
The office.
The office? Why are we going to the office?
To see Mr. Clacker.
What? Mr. Clacker? Vice principal in charge of discipline? Why would anyone want to go see him?
He's also in charge of the computer systems.
I thought that was Miss Zetabyte.
Mr. Clacker is her superior. She reports to him. Something's wrong with the computer system.
I thought something was wrong with the menu.
Sam, use your head.
I can't right now. I'm starving.
If we get to the bottom of what's wrong with the computer system, the school can function appropriately. Then the menu will be corrected.
Huh? Oh, wait. You're right. If we fix the system, the tater tots return. Let's go.
Here we are. Hello, Mrs. Furble. I'm Quentin Manning.
I know, Quentin. You've been here many times before.
Is Mr. Clacker in?
Yes, but he's busy right now. He's got some problems.
Perhaps I could see the principal, Mrs. Missing.
She's at a meeting at the Board of Education downtown.
In that case, we really have to see Mr. Clacker. Let's go, Sam.
Quentin, no. You just can't walk in there.
It's an emergency.
It's a surprise to me, too. I had straightened it out last night.
You said you had.
I had, but now...
It's worse. So, obviously, it's not fixed.
It was fixed.
Like I said last week, the whole system is old and broken. We need a new one.
I don't think we do. There are simple diagnostics that we can download from a very accessible
program. That's what you said before. If you can't fix it, we'll just have to get a new one. Add a new tech person along.
Excuse me! Mr. Clacker! Hello! Ms. Zetabyte! Quentin Manning at your service! We noticed you're having some problems.
Oh, really? What problems?
Maybe you didn't notice. The thermostat seems to be broken, and the bells are ringing indiscriminately, and the lunch menu is...
Thanks for your concern, but we're a little busy right now.
It seems that the school's computer system is having a problem.
Which is why I'm having a discussion with Ms. Zetabyte.
Right, of course. She's very capable, but I'd like to offer our services.
We have a tech person.
Yes, but perhaps there is something sinister going on. Perhaps somebody is doing this on purpose.
What? Like a Russian bot?
Maybe, but more likely someone who has something to gain in the near vicinity, which is why you need a detective.
That's enough, Manning. Out of my office.
I'd just like to point out if there's someone behind this, just fixing the system today will not solve the problem. We need to find the culprit.
Out, out, out!
That's where we're going. Thank you for your time.
Well, that went pretty well.
What are you talking about? He almost bit your head off.
It's understandable. The computer system is falling apart and he's upset. But we learned a lot.
We did?
We did. We learned that the problem is ongoing. We learned that Ms. Zetabyte has tried to fix it and thinks she still can. And we learned that Mr. Clacker wants a new computer system.
Wow. We did learn all that. I didn't even notice I was learning. I guess this is why I'm just the assistant. Anyway, lunch or no lunch, it's time for the next class. I have gym, and Coach Hurt hates it when we're late. He makes us do push-ups.
You'll get there in a minute. We just have to stand outside the office.
What for?
To wait for Ms. Zetabyte. We're going to offer her our help.
We offered our help. It was rejected.
By Mr. Clacker, but not by the head of tech services.
I just don't think...
Here she is. Hi, Ms. Zetabyte.
Hi, boys.
I'm sorry for your troubles.
The troubles are with the system.
I know. I'd like to offer our help.
This is a very complex problem.
I know, but we'd like to find the culprit.
It might be a bug.
Or a culprit.
Or a bug.
Or a culprit. We can catch them.
Who are you again?
I'm Quentin Manning, and this is my assistant, Sam Turnquist. You may not be aware, but we are actually detectives. We've solved a number of cases in the school already.
Manning. Is your dad Phineas Manning? Phineas Manning, the computer genius?
Yes. My dad is a computer inventor.
Is he working on the Phaedra X.2 now? Do you know anything about it? It's supposed to be a leap ahead in design.
Yes. He's currently working on the cooling system. I want you to know we have a cybercrime unit.
We do?
You do?
We do.
We do.
Well, this isn't a crime. It's a technical problem.
Still, I think...
Thanks for the offer, but I have work to do. Goodbye, boys.
What? Now I'll have to do push-ups.
We need to think about this.
You're in charge of thinking. Without lunch, I won't be thinking for the rest of the day. Uh-oh, look who's coming. The Burmics.
Hey, Quentin.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Quentin.
What are you both up to?
Going to the office.
Right now.
They called our names.
Honor roll.
Who knew?
It's the first time.
Ever.
Our parents won't believe it.
Neither do we.
Neither do I.
We thought we had detention.
But you do instead. What did you do?
Nothing!
See you later.
Have fun.
In detention.
They're laughing.
They're always laughing. Even when they're in trouble, they're laughing.
This confirms my suspicions.
I cannot keep up with your brain.
You don't have to. Just listen. The Burmics are behind all of this. They're the ones messing with the computer system.
No, they're not.
Sam, listen. The system goes haywire. I go from the honor roll to after-school detention. They go from after-school detention to the honor roll. They obviously planned the whole thing. We have to catch them.
Can't we let Mr. Clacker and Ms. Zetabyte handle this?
We've got a case.
No, we don't. We can't fix the computer system. Ms. Zetabyte said it's a glitch. By the way, is your dad famous or something?
I don't know. He's just always in our basement. Making things explode.
And also, by the way, we don't have a cybercrime unit. You're making that up.
No, I'm not.
Who runs it? You?
No.
Me?
No.
Who?
My dad. Come over to my house after school. Despite my assistant's objections, I knew we had a case, and also suspects with clear motives. When I thought of all the other crimes I was sure the Burmics had committed, deflating tires, putting sour milk in sousaphones, maybe even stealing chipmunk heads. I was determined to catch them at something, but I would need my dad's help. Mom!
Hello, Quentin! Oh! Hi, Sam.
Hi, Mrs. Manning. Wow, is that a giant squid you're carving from that tree?
Yes. Unfortunately, it's only half size.
Is Dad in the basement?
Down there, plugging away.
Great.
Snacks on the table. Help yourself.
Okay.
Oh, and Quentin, Mrs. Dimwitty would love to have you come over to her house sometime and talk about her writing. I told her about your love of detective books, and she said she loved them too.
Mom, I really don't want to see what kind of children's books she's writing.
It would be nice if you went. Just to be neighborly.
Okay. When I'm not so busy, I'll go.
There's always time to be nice. And also, she left you a book.
A picture book?
No, something else. Here. I told her you like mysteries and puzzles, and she thought you might like this.
The Big Book of Anagrams. Huh.
Isn't that when you mix up all the letters?
Yes. And I do like them.
Maybe you should go say thank you right now.
I will, Mom, but right now Sam and I have to talk to Dad. It's very important.
Don't forget.
Okay, I promise. Sam, let's go to the basement.
What about the snacks?
Afterwards.
Yeah, but
Dad!
Aha! Yes, Quentin. And your friend. Old... what's his name? Your name is...
Sam.
Sam. Samuel. Samuel! Samuelito! So happy you're here. Would you like to see what I've been working on? I think I have it perfected. Just let me turn...
No, Dad! Not yet, just in case.
In case what?
In case something goes wrong. First, we've got a big problem, and we'd like you to help.
I just have to... A problem? Something wrong? What is it?
The school computers are crashing. Everything that uses the systems. The heating, the bells, the lunch menus.
The tater tots.
We think someone is trying to sabotage the system. Can you help us?
It depends on whether I can get into their system.
What would you have to do to get into their system?
So glad you asked. With the recent progress I've made, I think I could access the school system from here.
Wow, is that even legal?
Life is filled with gray areas, my fine young scholar.
Maybe this isn't a good idea.
But if there were a school computer in an, this workspace, I might be able to access the information in a slightly less obvious and perhaps more legal way.
I didn't know things were more or less legal. I thought they were just legal or illegal.
Dad, every time you get a computer down here, you borrow parts.
Maybe I wouldn't this time.
I think we better find another way to investigate.
No, I'm your father. I want to help.
Sure, Dad, and I want you to, but...
So, if you could just...
Thanks, Dad.
I'll think about it some more. Now, Sam, would you like to see what I've discovered?
Sure.
Maybe later, Dad.
It will only take 10 seconds. It's a little surprise. Watch.
Wow. Look at that glow of the computer screen. It's beautiful.
I think you should turn it off, Dad.
It's working! Sam, ask a question. Any question.
Okay. What am I having for dinner tonight?
Good question. Very complex. Internal and external factors. Process 217. I repeat, process 217.
What's process 217?
Too complicated to explain. Sorry.
Look at the lights.
It's going to work.
Turn it off.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, no, no.
Whoops.
It sure is dark down here.
Finny! The power's out, and the power line outside is on fire.
We'll figure out something else, Dad.
Let me think a little bit more.
I decided it was best to leave my dad out of this for the time being. The next day, new evidence presented itself in the computer lab, supervised by the computer lab monitor, Mr. Farquhar.
All right, class. Album, the directions for your work are on the board. You're asked to develop a code with at least four commands.
What?
Mr. Farquhar can't help you. He's just the monitor.
I thought this was a monitor.
No, the class monitor. He doesn't know. Look, it's simple, Sam. You've done all the things already. Now, string them together.
I'll never do this.
Everything's crashing!
It sure is dark.
Awesome!
Really awesome.
I love it.
Me too.
Aw, too bad it's working again.
I liked it without the lights.
All right, class. Let the computers reboot.
I knew it.
Knew what?
It's them. The Burmix did this.
Are you sure?
Positive. They were working on the computers here in the lab and managed to hack the system. Did you see how happy they were when the computers went down?
I was happy too, but I didn't do it.
It can't be a coincidence.
It could be.
Excuse me, Mr. Farquhar, but I suspect we found the culprits. I think Jimmy and Timmy are causing the computer problems.
Me? Me? Us?
Yes, it's you. You can't deny it.
I deny it.
I do too.
We both do.
Hey, class is over.
All done.
Let's go.
There's still 20 minutes left.
All right, class. The computers aren't working anyway. Pick up your things and head to your next class.
Sam, we've got to get to the bottom of this. If Mr. Clacker won't help us, we'll have to do it ourselves.
What? No. It's out of our hands. Let Mr. Clacker do it.
He's not interested. Meet me back at the computer lab after school. We'll look at the computers the Burmix used and find out what they were doing.
But I don't know anything about computers. I'm horrible at them. You can do it.
There are two computers, and there are two of us in the agency.
But I'm just an assistant detective.
It just so happens that Frank is good at computers and often helps Deke Benchley. It's an assistant's job.
I'm not Frank. I'm Sam.
See you after school.
If we solve the mystery, could we use the gift card from Ready Mart?
Not yet.
There has to be a reward.
Pizza, when we catch the Burmix.
Right, pizza. Okay, I'm in. See you then.
Even though we rarely had a computer I could use at our house, I knew I had enough skills as a computer coder to investigate. And I possessed a thumb drive with a program that could track a computer's activity. I didn't need my dad's help. Unfortunately, in order to get into the computer lab, I did need help from someone I would rather not have asked.
It's locked. How are we going to get in?
I've figured that out.
Hi, guys.
Sydney, what are you doing here?
Quentin asked me for help. What's the problem?
Do you have the keys from your mom?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know why I'm trusting you guys. You're not supposed to be in here without Mr. Farquhar.
It will just be a minute.
I can't hang around here. My mom wants me to help her in the gym. Do not mess anything up, okay?
No worries. Just unlock the door and we'll be in and out.
Okay. I'll set it so it locks itself when you leave. Prop it open now, though, because it will also lock from the inside.
No problem. See you later.
Anything else?
Goodbye?
No. Something else?
I can't think of anything.
A thank you would be nice.
Oh, yes! Thank you!
You're welcome. How nice of you to say that.
Okay, let's go. They were working on these two computers over in the corner. Let's just boot them.
Okay, right behind you. I'm not sure what I'm doing here. I don't see how I'm helping.
I need you. They may have used both computers simultaneously. Here, I've got these two thumb drives from my dad's work. They do diagnostics.
Is that some kind of religion?
Stick one into the side of your computer. The program on it will help us access the work someone has done on it in the past 24 hours, so we can see the code. There, double-click on this. Did it open?
I think so.
Okay, now look what I'm doing here on my computer. See the time code?
I think so.
Okay, now, we were in here from 1220 to 110. Click there, okay?
I think so.
Let's see what it says. Huh, Jimmy was online somehow. He got through the school firewall. Did Timmy?
I think so.
They're probably downloading some malware. Wait, he's communicating with someone in China. Is Timmy?
I think so.
I'm sure he's... No, wait, he's... No, he's playing an online game that... No, wait! Oh, he's playing Destructor.
I think so.
These guys were just playing a stupid online game. What a waste of time! I can't believe they fooled me!
I'm not sure they were trying to fool you. I think they were just playing a game instead of doing the assignment.
Okay, forget it. I can't believe I was wrong.
It wasn't the Burmex?
I guess not. I hate to admit it, but a good detective admits his mistakes. Let's shut down the computers and get out of here.
Okay.
Just quit the program.
Okay.
Then eject the thumb drive.
I already pulled it out.
Wait, did you pull the thumb drive out before you ejected it?
I think so.
You weren't supposed to do that!
You didn't tell me that. Wow, look at that.
What?
Look at all these windows opening up. Hey, look, it's happening on your computer too.
The system is stuck in a loop. Oh no, the system is crashing! Let's get out of here!
I don't like the dark. It makes me nervous.
Here, take my hand. Follow me.
Okay, Quentin.
It's okay. We'll be all right. We just need to get out of the school. The door's closed. We were supposed to keep it open. Did you close the door?
I don't know. I think so.
We are trapped.
I'm hungry.
We've destroyed the entire school computer system. Food is not an issue.
It is for me.
I can't believe you did that.
Don't get mad at me. It makes me hyperventilate when you get mad at me. And then I need my inhaler, which I don't have.
We'll just have to figure out what to say when someone finds us here.
You mean finds our bodies.
We won't die. At worst, they'll find us tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah! Once again, my assistant overreacts. True, we had perhaps made the problems with the computer system slightly worse, and we were trapped in the computer room, and maybe it wasn't the Burmex. But the life of a detective for justice takes surprising turns. To try to solve the mystery, we would have to resort to surprising strategies. This is Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice, signing off.